This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
We'll check in with David Faraday. He'll join us from the Open Championship. Action gets underway tomorrow morning. Weather is not going to be an issue. Feels like there's wind and rain at a minimum. I don't even know if rain is in the forecast, and wind's probably around 15 miles per hour. Having played that course a couple of times, having played it when it was windy and it was raining, or at least misting, it becomes obviously far more challenging. The wind is what is the big issue there. If the wind is around 25 miles per hour, then all of a sudden the course can kind of fight back. But you're probably going to have 20 under par at least winning the Open Championship. So we'll talk to David. He'll join us coming up. Your phone calls are always welcome. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle, @DPShow. Baker Mayfield introduced yesterday, at least via Zoom, said all the right things. He was asked the questions that you thought he was going to be asked, including the trade the Browns made for Deshaun Watson.
Pretty unexpected, but you know, if I'm focused on the past, then I'm not doing my job and being a Carolina Panther now. So I'm, like I said, I'm grateful for my time there. Yeah, shocked. I'd say it was pretty much the only way to describe it.
And then any hard feelings towards the Cleveland Browns?
No animosity towards Cleveland. It's a good football town that, you know, gave me the first 4 years of my career, and thankful for those, you know, trials and tribulations, all the challenges, a lot to learn from and look back on and reflect.
And of course, Carolina's opening weekend opponent is the Cleveland Browns.
It's going to be a special one. It's going to be a home game and playing against a former team. Got to handle it the best way possible. And, you know, my job is to put our team in the best position to win. And however I can help do that, that's what I'm going to do.
Said all the right things. I don't think a lot of it's believable. I think under the surface, there is animosity. Yes, he was shocked they brought in Deshaun Watson. And yes, he would love nothing better than to beat the Cleveland Browns at home. But if you say it on the football field, nobody can begrudge you. You're above criticism. But if you say it now, then it's like, all right, you've talked a good game. Let's see you play a good game. And that's the approach he needs to have. Now, his personality is different than that. That you want him, and I even said this the last year he was in Cleveland. I said, you know what? Stop talking. Just play. But then you realize that that's who he is. That's how he got to this point. You know, when you go as a walk-on at Texas Tech And then all of a sudden you end up winning a Heisman at Oklahoma. And then you're the number one pick. Well, you have to have a chip on your shoulder. You have to have that attitude. It's me against the world. He's been the underdog. That's that process that he has. You know, Michael Jordan, and not to compare the two, other than you kind of create a world. Michael created an opponent. The opponent didn't know that he was an opponent, but Michael created that. Tiger probably did that as well. Like, you just have certain athletes who, they need that. There has to be tension there. There has to be, you know, you're not comfortable. There's uneasiness there. And that's what you have with Baker. Was he well-liked in the locker room? No. But if you play good football, that's what matters the most. Your teammates will like you a whole lot better if you play better football. If you act like a star in the locker room, but you're not a star on the field, you got teammates who are going to lose interest quickly. Yeah, Seton.
But it's not like Baker Mayfield, when he was that walk-on, had that same swagger and arrogance. He just had belief in himself.
Yeah.
And now has sort of morphed into the dancing Baker that we all see.
Mm. Well, maybe it was always there. Maybe we didn't see it. Mm. Maybe we weren't noticing because he was a walk-on at Texas Tech. Then you get to Oklahoma and he plants the flag against Ohio State. And all of a sudden we're like, ooh, that's not good. And then there was the dancing Baker. And then he did his commercial with Progressive. Then it felt like we like when you earn it. When you go, okay, I guess Steph Curry does a commercial. Great, he's earned it. Baker didn't really earn it. Like, you're watching the Progressive commercials and you go, okay, you kind of came in famous, but we haven't seen you do anything in the NFL yet. And he had a decent rookie year, but he does have personality. And I thought those commercials were well done. I thought he was funny, had good timing, and he tried to do one reportedly. I think Barstool Sports said that he tried to do a, hey, I'm leaving the stadium Progressive commercial. And they nixed the idea. But I would like that. The question is, how long would you run that? Yes, Todd.
Now, that would be awesome to see that, especially just to see how they would play that out with him leaving the stadium and moving on. That, based on the other ones, I think that would be a home run for them.
I like it. You could kind of, you know, have a closure there. Yes, Paulie.
If you go back to when Andrew Luck was a rookie, number one pick, very famous, he passed on all his sponsorships his first year. There's a story about it that Darren Revelle did back at ESPN, that he had like six or seven big sponsorships because he was Andrew Luck. And he passed them, and they went right to RG3. Griffin was not as well known coming out of Baylor, but these companies, like, they wanted a new young quarterback because that's what they do. They go over to the new young quarterbacks, and they all went to RG3.
Yeah, because Andrew Luck wasn't interested in doing those. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle @DPShow. Seton, poll question. Do we have a new poll question?
Yeah, we had one for hour two. Who is most responsible for the state of their career?
All right.
Is it Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold?
Okay.
Or the teams that drafted them?
You want to?
If you're, you smell that snark?
Oh, I thought that we were smelling mature with Baker Mayfield.
Or something else. That snark, though, is courtesy of Paul Patton.
Oh, okay. Yeah, Paul.
Did Mayfield and Sam Darnold not pay off because they're not good, or they went to the wrong organizations that are chronically not good? The Cleveland Browns and the New York Jets.
Well, the fact that Sam Darnold is in Carolina and Carolina just brought in Baker Mayfield would lead me to believe that this might be more on Sam Darnold.
Dang.
Well, I mean, he's 25.
Dang.
No, but Sam, okay, you can, if you're a quarterback and you go to the Jets, you know, you're already, you know, you're Sisyphus. You're pushing that boulder up the mountain, and you know it's going to come back down on you. It's like, you know, wide receivers going to the Chicago Bears. Oof. It's not going to work out. But Baker did play at a high level, and gosh, if they would have beaten the Kansas City Chiefs, when Mahomes gets injured and Chad Henne is in there, and you have the lead and you don't beat them, and you wonder, like, what would it take that Cleveland would say, okay, that's our guy? Because remember, Deshaun Watson didn't want to go to Cleveland. He had ruled them out. That was the first team he ruled out. Like he considered Carolina before he did Cleveland. Now, being from the South that and played at Clemson, you can understand that. Also Miami, but he didn't want to go to Cleveland. Cleveland gave him a deal that he couldn't refuse. It's like, I guess I got to take this. So if you're Baker Mayfield and you're like, all right, I'm trying to get healthy. I had surgery. I played hurt, trying to help my team. And what? What? Yeah, Deshaun Watson just signed with the Browns. Okay. But going to Carolina, they're not a good team. Their over-under is 6.5. And if Baker comes in there and does well, does that mean that – and what is well? Like they win 8 games. He throws for 4,000 yards. Maybe he has twice as many touchdowns as interceptions. Okay, and maybe. But that feels like I got two quarterbacks who are supposed to be competing for the job, and it's going to be Baker Mayfield. You're not trading for Baker Mayfield to go, yeah, it's an open competition here. But they got Matt Corral, who they drafted in the 3rd round. He might be the future there. But I'm wondering, is Sam Darnold there after this next season? Is Baker Mayfield there after next season? Is Matt Rhule there after next season? And there's a chance, probably a good chance, none of those three will be there. All right, so that's our poll question that we're going with in the final hour here?
No, we actually already, that was hour two. Oh, we changed it up for hour three, too. Okay. Which, right. Sorry, I didn't ask you about any of these.
Okay.
But who do you want to win the Open? PGA player or a LIV player?
What if I gave you all the LIV tour players? And or you can pick one. You could pick Rory or let me see. I got the odds here. Rory's the favorite. Xander Schauffele, Scottie Scheffler, Justin Thomas, Jordan Spieth. If I gave you one or I got all of the LIV tour players. Anybody want the LIV Tour players?
Just odds-wise, you would probably take the LIV Tour players.
Like,
right?
I think Dustin Johnson can win the Open Championship. I mean, of course he can. If you said, what would surprise you? Like, that wouldn't surprise me if Dustin Johnson won the Open Championship. And it's weird that I don't like the LIV Tour because I think their goal is to hurt the PGA Tour. But if you said storyline and Dustin Johnson won the Open Championship, we'd have a lot to talk about. And I'm in the content business. You give me, like, okay, all right, we got some things to talk about. Like how awkward that would be. Other players probably have to talk about Dustin Johnson. You know, the RNA has to hand him the claret jug. Yes, Todd.
If one group wanted to stick it to the other more, and we say it's not exactly 50-50, is it the PGA Tour or LIV Golf as far as wanting to see who's that champion on Sunday in Scotland? Who would enjoy it just a little bit more than the other?
So, wait.
If a PGA player won versus a LIV Golf player winning, which one, PGA Tour, everyone involved with the PGA Tour would enjoy a victory by a PGA person more, or would LIV Golf love to stick it to the PGA just a little bit more than the PGA would?
Well, it'd be more important for the LIV Tour. The PGA Tour, they expect their golfers to win. I mean, they expect one of these guys I just mentioned to win. But the LIV Tour, who knows? But if they won, you know, I think that would be probably something that the LIV Tour would. The LIV Tour players stay around. Let's say if Bryson DeChambeau or Brooks Koepka or Dustin Johnson or Patrick Reed was in contention, would they stick around? And then it would feel almost like, you know, Ryder Cup competition here, champagne all over them.
That's how they roll.
Yeah,
is that jet
in Saudi Arabia? Oh yeah, it was an unbelievable jet. Yeah, see.
Imagine if they just ended it, though. All right, and there you go. That was the Open Championship. We'll see you next time. They just go glance right over. They just show the leaderboard, maybe. All right, for all of us here, we'll see you next time.
Yep. For all of us here at the Golf Channel. Good night, everybody.
Yeah. Burke's coming like, what about me?
Hey, man, I thought you were going to interview me. Sorry. Sean in Oregon. Hi, Sean. Welcome back. What do you have for me today?
Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling in defense of Gronk's acting career.
Oh,
You know, I hear guys like Steven Seagal, Jean-Claude, and Arnold. Well, Gronk doesn't act like that. That's not even his style. Those guys have the personality of a potato, and Gronk has a big personality. Gronk's more like Rodney Dangerfield. And he'd be good in like a movie in the style of Mel Brooks. Maybe bring Lenny and Squiggy back.
Okay. Lenny and Squiggy from Laverne and Shirley? Okay. Well, thank you, Sean. I was on Gronk's side on this. Everybody else on the other side of the glass, the Danettes, were like, no, he's not an actor.
I was not expecting an impassioned defense of Rob Gronkowski's acting career.
And you got it, and look how you reacted.
I feel like I've been put in my place a little bit. Yeah.
I feel like Gronk could be, he's not Schwarzenegger. Now, keep in mind, when Schwarzenegger started, I think he was Conan the Barbarian. He didn't really have to say anything. Then he had a sense of humor. That delivery was interesting. The Rock picks projects that fit him. So I'm fine with those guys. But I was fine with Steven Seagal, by the way.
Yeah,
just letting you know. I love Steven Seagal. Every movie title had three words in it. Every single one.
Out of time, out of luck.
Yes.
Out of guns. out of talent. Oh, something like that. Marked for death.
Where's my hairpiece?
Whoa.
He could come after me.
Easy.
Yes, Marv.
That's four words, but I was going to, you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say half past dead.
Well, no. Where's my hairpiece is one word.
Is hairpiece one word?
I think so.
Yeah, but put a little hyphen in there. You can count hairpieces.
Thank you, John.
Why not?
Yes, Paul.
Above the law, marked for death, out for justice, under siege, on deadly ground, the glimmer man, fire down below, prince of half past dead, out for a kill, out of reach, into the sun, today you die, flight of fury.
Steven Seagal have a movie that doesn't have three words in the title?
There's a couple of four words and a couple of two. Ooh. They didn't work out well for him. You messed with the program. Driven to kill, a dangerous man.
Yes, Todd.
When you cast Schwarzenegger or The Rock, you're not looking for who's a nice, goofy character that's got like a lot of muscles or something like that. So it depends on what the movie is. Gronk is silly, goofy. He can work in something where he can't be taken seriously. I think the other actors want to be taken as serious actors, even if it's a funny type of movie.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
Yes, Paul.
I agree with that a little bit. Like if you did The Hangover 3 and Gronk was the...
They've done three.
Well, but like when they did three... Don't spoil it.
You missed it.
I didn't see two.
Yeah, okay.
But if you did a Hangover type movie and he's like the cousin
who
comes in...
He could be the fourth guy.
Yeah.
He could be the fourth. Yeah, Seton.
I'm just looking at some box office totals here for Steven Seagal. And his problem might be the three-word movie title. Because his best box office is Under Siege.
Under Siege, yes.
Followed by Executive Decision.
Ooh.
Then you start getting into, all right, Hard to Kill, Marked for Death. Then you go Under Siege 2. I'm counting that as two.
Okay.
Not two words. Yeah,
okay.
Two words. Then Machete. That's one. Then you have Out for Justice. Then you have Exit Wounds. He's a two-word movie guy.
Can you imagine sitting there during the process going, I got to add a third word. Under the Siege? No, that doesn't work. I got to have three words.
You got to come up with something better than Fire Down Below, too, by the way.
That's a Bob Seger song, isn't it?
Yeah.
You got the Fire Down Below?
Chris Christopherson in that one.
The biggest names in track and field head to Oregon for the World Track and Field Championship Saturday, 3 Eastern and 9 Eastern on NBC and Peacock. Take a break. More phone calls coming up. When we come back, David Faraday will join us. Back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Synthetic identity fraud. I haven't heard of it, not until LifeLock told me about it. You should know, because right now it's one of the biggest types of identity theft in the United States. And this is what they do. The thieves combine real social security numbers with mismatched or phony names to create new identities. Then they apply for credit cards, unemployment benefits, even the recent Paycheck Protection Program. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives every single day. And that's why you need LifeLock by Norton. They detect you. If they detect something, they alert you, and they talk about potential threats that you may not spot on your own. And if you do become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But protect yourself with LifeLock. Identity theft protection starts here. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Promo code Patrick, 1-800-LIFELOCK. Or go to LifeLock.com, promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because God, I can't stay where I am, like I am, where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how, I don't know where, I don't know what. God, if you show me, God, if you tell me, God, if... No. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Stunning design, unmatched intelligence, and a compact ready-for-anything build. Sometimes exceptional is the rule. 2022 Mercedes-Benz GLA, member of the unrivaled SUV family. Learn more at MBUSA.com. Greg in Cincinnati joins us as we await David Faraday. Hey, Greg.
Hey, Dan. 5'9", 170 pounds. So the reason I'm calling is Gronk's retirement. I feel like I never got to see a team test my theory of shutting down Gronk, which is assuming Gronk's got like a 12-year-old sense of humor. Wear whites. Throw a little shoe polish on the hiney. I really feel like he doesn't make it off the line of scrimmage before he's dying laughing and interrupting every single play call from Tom by just saying, he pooped himself, Tom, he pooped himself.
All right, but thank you, Greg. I think Gronk is going to be able to transition into being a, maybe he's a host for a game show, something like that. It's got to be something where there's some physicality there. Let's make way for one of our favorites, David Ferretti. You can catch Tiger, Rory, and all the coverage from NBC, the 150th Open Championship from St. Andrews in Scotland. And their coverage today through Sunday, NBC, USA Network, Peacock, Tiger, featured in Thursday's exclusive featured groups. So they got Rory at almost 5 o'clock Eastern, 5 a.m. Eastern. And Tiger goes off at 9:59 a.m. Eastern. Jordan Spieth and John Rahm will follow that at 10:10. So we bring in David Ferretti, who joins us from the old court. Well, no. Where are you right now?
I'm in the toilet.
Because?
Well, it's the most spacious area of my room, Dan, here in St. Andrews. And, you know, what can you expect for $1,500 a night in Scotland at this time?
Is it a historical toilet?
It's actually very nicely appointed, and it's not the sort of Victorian plumbing that you might expect. It's been done up.
How's the old course going to hold up this week?
You know, it depends on the wind, Dan, which is... You know, perhaps I better rephrase that, given where I am. it has blown pretty strongly today. And if we get that breeze, the crosswinds, it could hold up pretty well because it's hard and it's fast. And that's exactly the way you want to see St. Andrews play. It's burnt out in places. It's in beautiful condition, but it needs the wind.
You remember the last time you played that course?
I remember the last time I played it in competition, yeah. Yes.
How'd you do?
I was the captain of the Irish side that won the Dunhill Cup, which was then the three-man world team championship. And oddly enough, the last time I was in this hotel, I was looking for a ball. having won the Dunhill Cup in 1990, the Irish team collectively decided to play the last hole at 3 o'clock in the morning. And I managed to hit it straight right off the 18th tee into the Roussex Marine Hotel, which is where I'm staying, and broke a window on the ground floor. So that's one of my lasting memories of St. Andrews.
What would be your headline right now going into the Open Championship?
Wow. The headline. Well, you know, there's a couple of players there that you've got to really think about. And Will Zalatoris is one of them. He's played so incredibly well in the majors. Matthew Fitzpatrick, you know, having won the U.S. Open is fun. But to be honest, I really like Dustin Johnson this week. I was watching him on the range today, and he played well the last time out in the LIV event. And he's as hungry as I've seen him for a long time. You know, he fell outside the top 10 in the world there, and he doesn't like that at all. He's such a talented player, so long. He's got everything that a player would need to win here at St. Andrews.
What do you think would be the story or the fallout if Dustin Johnson did win this as a member of the LIV Tour?
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It's impossible to say. You know, it has legs. There's no question about that, Dan. This is a tour that's not going to go away. So one way or the other, they're going to have to find a way to deal with it, whether or not, you know, they incorporate it into, you know, where the wraparound season is. Or, you know, there's been various ideas floated out, you know, to ignore it completely, to incorporate it somehow. Your guess is as good as mine on that one. It really is up in the air.
Yeah, I just wonder if can you embrace it? Because it feels like they want to keep taking players away. They're going to go from, what, 8 tour events to 14 tour events?
Yes.
So it feels like it's going to be harder to work in conjunction with the PGA Tour, like a partnership.
Well, you know, we have that wraparound series where, you know, there's about maybe 16 weeks where the top events in the player top events or the top players in the world don't play those events. So there's that potential gap in the schedule where, you know, this may fit in. That's the only possibility I can see. You know, when they run these events concurrently, with the PGA Tour and DP World Tour and the other professional tours around the world. I don't know how that's going to work.
We're talking to David Faraday, joining us from his bathroom. I think you're sitting on the toilet, on the loo.
On the loo.
Tiger had this event circled. He's won it twice there. Why does this course fit Tiger Woods?
You know, well, every course fits Tiger Woods, but this one, I think he just loves it so much. He loves the place. He fell in love with it the first time that he played with it, with his father. It's a magical event in a magical town. And, you know, Scottish and Irish and some English and Welsh golf, you know, golf in the British Isles, they have these courses where the town has actually grown up around the golf course. St. Andrews is a really good example of it. Prestwick is another, you know, where the town actually wraps its arms around it. You know, when somebody says St. Andrews, you don't think of the university, you think of the golf course. You know, and it's such an integral part of the culture. And I think he fell in love with that the first time he came here.
And you bring up a great point. You really have to embrace this kind of style of golf, because if you try to fight it, it's going to come back and bite you.
Yeah, I mean, Rory McIlroy hated the place the first time he came out and played here, you know, and gradually just grew to love it. Everyone who comes here, if you come here often enough, you know, you'll fall in love with the place. There's this kind of a mystique to St. Andrews that doesn't exist anywhere else. You know, if you arrive first thing in the morning, you know, when there's still a little mist in the air and the shadows are filling the hollows and the swales and the shadows in the bunkers, whatever, it really is. You can imagine that they've been playing golf here since the 1400s. This golf course was designed by sheep.
You once said the world's number one tennis player spends 90% of his time winning, while the world's number one golfer spends 90% of his time losing. Golfers are great losers. Do you have to almost, I don't know if it's like a relief pitcher, where you may go in and you may give up a home run and then you got to come back the next day. Like, you have to forget about that? Your thoughts on that?
You do. I don't think there's another game that forces you to live in the present more than golf. If you let your mind wander back to what has happened, or if you let your mind wander forwards to what you hope will happen, you know, you're not paying attention to the here and now. And it's those players that can, you know, focus on the space that they occupy and you know, concentrate on just the actual physical act of what, you know, not worrying where the ball is going to go, where it might go here, it might go there. Just pay attention to the actual act itself, you know, and to do that, you have to stay in the present.
What's the strangest thing you ever thought of while you were playing, standing over a shot?
Oh, wow, that is a large catalog right there. Yeah, the strangest thing I ever thought of, I don't know. There's been a few. I remember standing over a putt to win in South Africa, and I was wondering what my at the time wife, now ex-wife, thank you to God, was up to. Which wasn't a great thought, and I did miss the putt.
Wait, you were wondering what your ex-wife was doing at the time, perhaps?
Yes, and I was wondering what she was doing it with.
But she got half of your second place check, didn't she?
No, she got all of it.
I didn't mean to bum you out. I was just curious if you...
No, believe me, it was the best thing ever happened to me.
She missed the cut.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I'm still going.
What are you doing with these events, these nine-hole skin matches? What was the genesis for this?
Well, the genesis for it, you know, and we call them the Faraday Classics, which is massive hyperbole, you know, for the event that is. It's just nine whole skins game. And we've just done two of them, one in Ottawa with Daniel Alfredson, you know, the Ottawa Senator legend up there, with Ben Roethlisberger and with Emmett Smith. And then we had Ben and Emmett in Toronto with Curtis Joseph. And we play a nine-hole skins game. We raise $50,000 for charity. I do an interview on stage of the four guys. Pat Perez is the PGA Tour player. And it's three against one in the skins game. They all try to beat Pat. And, you know, these are some pretty good players. They have no chance against a PGA Tour player in the skins game. I think of the 18 holes that we've played so far, Pat has won 12 or 13, I think it is. And then I do about 45 minutes of stand-up at the end of the evening. So that's it came about because I did a similar event with Tiger down at Blue Jack Golf Club, which I think was the first course that he designed. And he and Mark O'Meara played a little exhibition match, and I did some commentary on the golf course, you know, with lavalier mics and speakers on carts so people could hear the banter between them. So it's really been a lot of fun.
Who was your idol, comedy-wise, growing up? Do you model yourself after anybody?
I'd have to say Billy Connolly, the great Scottish comedian. If you Google him, you know, you'll see Billy Connolly. But also, you know, George Carlin, Richard Pryor, people that were on television even when I was growing up. My comedy career has been over the last 7 years only. I never thought that it would happen. And I played, you know, around 200 gigs now around the country in smaller theaters to, you know, crowds sort of between 600 and 1,500 people. And around golf tournaments, I try to organize them in the general vicinity. So I've got kind of a captive audience for the sort of corporate entertainment that kind of event offers.
It's great to talk to you. Hope you're doing well, and be on your best behavior.
You know it, Dan. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, buddy. And flush.
Yeah, hang on. Oh, no, it's a floater.
Thank you, David.
Thanks,
see you, bud.
Thanks, buddy. We'll see you soon, I hope.
That might be a first, I'm guessing. Paulie, check your records. If we had anybody flush their toilet while they've been on the
I think show? That's first.
Yeah. He's unique, that's for sure. Make sure that you check out NBC and Peacock coverage of the Open Championship, Tiger, Rory, and all the comprehensive coverage that you've come to expect. NBC, USA Network, Peacock. Also, Golf Channel will be there as well. So Rory goes off at 5 a.m. Eastern with Colin Morikawa, Xander Schauffele. 5:09, you get Justin Thomas, Victor Hovland, and Shane Lowry. Just around 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern, Tiger, Matt Fitzpatrick, and Max Homa. And 10:10 Eastern, Jordan Spieth, John Rahm, Harold Varner Jr. III. We'll take a break. Last call for phone calls. What we learn, what's in store tomorrow, right after this. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
I'm preaching to somebody today who is waiting for God to give you your next step. And you don't know what it is yet. You need God to show you your next step. Because, God, I can't stay where I am like I am where it is. This isn't going to work. I have to move on, but I don't know where. A lot of time you'll use it as an excuse. Well, I don't know how. I don't know where. I don't know what. God, if you show me. God, if you tell me. God, if no. You know enough right now. And if you needed to know more, he would show you.
Hey, this is Stephen Furtick. I want to invite you to listen to my podcast, Elevation with Stephen Furtick. I am here to help you for the battles that you face in life, for the times when you feel discouraged, for the times that you need guidance from God. I want to give you the truth of what he says about you to help you rise to your full potential. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Attention all wrestling aficionados. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. This is Freddie Prinze Jr., and I am beyond thrilled to announce that our wrestling extravaganza is back, and joining me once again is the one and only Jeff Dye.
Get ready as we highlight the most jaw-dropping matches, dissect the fiercest feuds, and uncover the latest twists and turns in the world of pro wrestling.
We're dusting off our legendary side quests and unleashing a barrage of brand new segments that will keep you guys on the edge of your seat, like our talks on Unsanctioned Thursdays.
Freddie, you know we gotta give the people what they want. This season, we have an all-star lineup of special guests who are gonna be gracing our podcast, bringing with them their own unique insights, experiences, and all of that in the world of pro wrestling and beyond.
Whether you're a seasoned wrestling veteran or a fresh-faced newcomer, we promise an experience like no other. So buckle up, wrestling fans. Listen to Wrestling with Freddie as part of the My Cultura podcast network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Make sure you sign up for the DP Show newsletter. Comes out every day, recaps everything that happened on this award-nominated program, including today, Tana's a Limerick. That is newsletter-worthy limerick. You'll only find it on the Dan Patrick.
Exclusively on the newsletter.
Yeah.
Fun to find, easily avoidable.
Yeah.
See, that's not necessary.
Just saying they're both. It's both fun to find.
Penny's Bang Biscuits, available at danpatrick.com. Perfect rewards during training sessions. Or any time you want to thank your little puppy for good behavior. The biscuits handmade from scratch using healthy, all-natural ingredients. 20% of all Bang Biscuit sales given back to hand-picked partners in the pet industry. This day in sports history coming up, but also this day in movie history coming up right now.
I'm going to put you guys to a little bit of a test here.
Okay.
In the same week in 1988, the following two movies were released. You have to pick one to never watch again, and then the other you keep and can watch at your leisure. Okay. Now, these are two very popular movies, very different from each other.
All right.
The first one, released on July 15th, Die Hard, made $140 million in America. It's a classic action movie. With Bruce
Great
Willis.
Christmas movie.
Yes. The other, Midnight Run, with Charles Grodin and Robert De Niro, one of the great buddy comedy movies of all time.
I got to keep Die Hard in the rotation. I love Charles Grodin, sneaky, great character there with Bob De Niro. But I'm gonna go Die Hard. Anybody disagree? Oh, Paulie does.
Midnight Run, I think, is in my top five. It's that good.
Top five.
I love that movie.
Top five. Okay, Seton.
Well, if we're sticking with 1988 movies, this is actually super topical because we could do the same contest, but you can either have Bloodsport or Twins.
I got to do Twins.
What?
Are you kidding me?
I loved Bloodsport. I just thought that was great.
Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Yeah, but I don't know. There's something about Bloodsport and the whole Kumite and the fights and all these interesting characters that he had to battle throughout. It was good.
But there's no nudity in there.
There's a pretty blonde reporter there that's worth looking at.
What was the one with Jamie Lee Curtis in with... Was she in with Schwarzenegger?
Oh, it's like a spot. True Lies.
Ooh.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
Good call.
She did that little dance for him while he was like blindfolded.
Yeah. Yeah. And who was in there? Was it, was Jim Belushi? Who was the?
No.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
We had him on. He talked about it.
Yes. Jamie Lee Curtis. She still looks spectacular. A beautiful woman. I saw this from, Mike Florio. Somehow I'm going to make that quick segue to Mike Florio. Not many people can go Jamie Lee Curtis to Mike Florio in one move, but I just did.
Especially with the words, speaking of.
Yes. He thinks the Texans could end up with Jimmy Garoppolo. And he says that, you know, obviously the Tampa Bay rumor wasn't true, but he's going to be available. And he makes $25 million. So maybe the Texans, although Davis Mills played really well. He's cheap, but Davis Mills played well. But it feels like, now he does say with this caveat, unless the Browns lose Deshaun Watson for a full season, making Cleveland a no-brainer destination for Garoppolo, Texans are the team that, to me, stands out as the most logical landing spot. All right. I don't think anybody's ever spoken about Jimmy Garoppolo his entire career collectively as much as we've spoken about Jimmy Garoppolo now that he's on the trade market. It feels like we're waiting for this next great franchise quarterback to fall into somebody's lap. He could end up with Seattle. Okay. He could end up with the Texans. A lot of talk about Jimmy. All he does is win, though. That's all that matters. All he does is win. Yes, Paul.
But a lot of the, like, I guess the breakdowns of Jimmy Garoppolo, nobody calls him a great quarterback. They say he's a guy, if surrounded with talent and on the right system, can help you win. It's almost like a backhanded compliment that they'll talk about. In a perfect scenario, yes. This guy could get you to 10 and 8.
Yeah. He might not win games, but he won't lose games for you. I think there's a compliment in there. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have?
I got a bunch. Right. Philadelphia's Ed Delahanty became the second major league player to hit 4 home runs in a single game.
All right, Ed.
Eazy-E Ed Delahanty. 1930, the first World Cup in Uruguay.
Mm.
Okay. Let's see. The 1982, the first All-Star Game baseball outside the United States for the first time. Montreal, Canada. Sportscaster Howard Cosell in 1984 asked to be released from his duties with Monday Night Football. He was sick of the football mentality, he said.
Mm.
And fill in the blank here. Blank sang O Canada before the All-Star game at Baltimore's Camden Yards in 1995. I'm the only one on earth who might be interested in this.
Geddy Lee
of Rush sang O Canada, but not in Canada, at Baltimore's Camden Yards. Great. He's awesome.
On this date, 1972, these two owners swapped teams. Swapped teams. 1972. Swapped teams. Robert Irsay and Carol Rosenblum, they swapped franchises. Irsay got the Colts. Rosenblum got the L.A. Rams. How about that one? And how about this? 1999. On this day, Pedro Martinez opened up the All-Star game by striking out Barry Larkin, Larry Walker, Sammy Sosa, and Mark McGwire. He had 5 strikeouts. 5 of the 6 outs were strikeouts that he pitched here in the MVP.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, it is. That's pretty impressive.
That's pretty good.
Thank you. Thank you, Steve.
Yeah.
John in California. Hi, John. What's on your mind today?
Hey, good morning, Dan.
Good morning, John.
I have a headline for David Faraday. I dropped a deuce on Dan Patrick.
Thank you, John.
We may have a new T-shirt there.
All right. Thank you, John. Clean it up. Come on, John. You're better than that. Faraday's not better than that, but come on. A royal flush.
Bloop.
I should give you two. I thought you would be all over Faraday in the bathroom.
Anything with Faraday, toilet humor, anything involving the bathroom, you know I'm all in.
Craig in Washington. Hi, Craig. What's on your mind?
Hey, DP. Hey. 6'2", 9.25-inch hands.
All right.
Also, hometown of MVP Cooper Kupp. And I think Gronk would be awesome with Ryan Reynolds in Deadpool. I'd just like your thoughts on that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. As long as he's the buddy and you don't have to rely on, like, you could do sight gags with Gronk. How about Ant-Man with Paul Rudd? So Gronk is the sidekick to Ant-Man. I think you got to workshop here a little bit with Gronk. Yes, Todd?
I think he has to start like with some more cameos, like a doorman or just, oh, wait a second, that was Gronk. Like that kind of thing. Mm. And then you graduate to.
No, because that's what I do.
Oh, yeah, you don't want him to.
No.
I don't think Sandler would do that to you, replace you ever with Gronk.
We can't. He knows.
It just couldn't happen.
No, he can't. It's not possible. Replace me. I am Mr. Cameo. A lot of people have watched Hustle. And so a lot of street, you know, cred here. Mm. People walking up going, hey, saw you in Hustle. Looking good, man. I say, yeah, thank you. Just another movie. Todd, what'd you learn today?
Deserving of a lot more recognition. Paulie's Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonation.
Do it again, Paulie.
It's not a tumor. It's not a tumor at all.
Shut up.
Shut up. Sit down. Hey. He just goes, hey, like 8 times. Like,
it's the schnitzel.
Kindergarten cop.
Seton, what'd you learn?
You believe Rob Gronkowski is a great actor.
Yeah, I do. Marv.
Windhorse would not take the Knicks job.
Windy would not. He'd be a consultant. Paulie?
You also like Steven Seagal's work.
I do like Steven Seagal. Under Siege? Absolutely.
That is niche.
We could talk about how complicated other banks make it to redeem credit card rewards, or we could talk about how Discover does it so easy, you get your rewards for cash in any amount at any time. That's amazing. Learn more. Discover.com/redeem rewards. Terms apply. Thanks again for the support. Had a lot of fun. We'll talk to you soon. Tomorrow, Dan Patrick Show. One more item as we close out the show. Seton came to me yesterday and goes, M-Drive Boost and Burn come in? I go, no, we have the other things there that I use every morning. He goes, well, let me know when the Boost and Burn comes in. Everyday supplement for guys who want to burn fat, boost energy, and support healthy testosterone. And I said, okay, M-Drive Boost and Burn. Coming in, and he also said, you know, I talked to the M-Drive people, and they said they got a special deal just for our listeners. You can try it for $5. They believe in the product. It's backed by science. They've created this exclusive trial deal just for you, and it starts at $5. So you sign up at mdrivedan.com. First 2 weeks of M-Drive Boost and Burn, $5 plus free shipping. Don't let age beat you. Sign up for the 2-week trial at mdrivedan.com and get your first 2 weeks of M-Drive for only $5 and free shipping at mdrivedan.com. They have so many different products there. There's something for you. And now's the time to get started. mdrivedan.com.
Be selected number one. Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith, host of the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the very least as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and I answer your phone calls and respond to your tweets. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions and straight-shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers, all that and more. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.